Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Podcast per l'esame del corso di istituzioni politiche nordamericane. Professor Tonello, anno accademico 2009-2010. Quarto podcast, il potere giudiziario.
Third branch of the government was the judicial power. We must stress that in the European political jargon, the term quote government end of quote is usually used to refer to the executive only. In the United States, the contrary, quote government end of quote, is the entire body of federal institutions, and so Congress, the executive, and the Supreme Court are called the three branches of government, or sometimes the three departments of government. The third branch, the Supreme Court, was decided with not great troubles. The text of the Constitution has a very long Article 1 dealing with Congress, a shorter Article 2 dealing with the President, and an even shorter Article 3 dealing with the Supreme Court and, quote, all other inferior courts that Congress may from time to time decide to create, end of quote. In fact, in Philadelphia, it was thought that the Supreme Court would have very limited functions, like deciding about clashes between states, controversies dealing with ambassadors and consuls, or with navigation. In the architecture of the new government, the Supreme Court was called the, quote, the least dangerous branch, end of quote. And Alexander Hamilton, in his Federalist, stressed that the court would not have the power of the purse, like Congress, not the power of the sword, like the executive. However, in the course of the following events, the court took an important role in American constitutional architecture because it conquered, so to speak, the function of judicial review. Judicial review is the control if bills of the states or the federal government are indeed constitutional. And in a federal system like the United States, the controversies around what is constitutional and what is not are very numerous. And all these controversies, sooner or later, land on the desk of the Supreme Court. This principle of judicial review started in 1803 when the Chief Justice John Marshall ruled in the sentence Marbury versus Madison that it was indeed the province of the court, quote, to tell what the law is, end of quote. In a system with different articulations of government, towns, states, the federal government, the three branches of the federal government itself, in a system so constructed, it was very easy to have overlapping competencies and frictions at every turn. So the role of the Supreme Court grow, and this role was of key importance in several turns American history. For example, in 1857, the court ruled that black citizens were not, in fact, citizens, not even when they were free. And this ruling, called Plessy versus Ferguson, had as an immediate result the Civil War. Also, the court in the 30s, in the 1930s, was very much opposed to the program of the economic recovery of the Roosevelt administration, and ruled that many instruments created by the Roosevelt administration were not constitutional. After 1937, however, the court reversed its previous position and started to accept the New Deal administration. Another point which was extremely important was the role of the court in the 50s and the 60s. For example, in 1954, the court ruled in Brown versus Board of Education that school segregation was not constitutional, and it imposed, it compelled the states, the southern states with segregated school, to put an end to this system. The political resistance of southern states was instrumental in the development of the civil rights movement and eventually in the victories of Martin Luther King with the Johnson administration in the 60s. Another point, when the court made history by its ruling, was the ruling Roe versus Wade in 1973. Roe versus Wade stated that the right of a woman to an abortion is constitutionally protected. This was an issue on which the American public opinion was divided and is divided even today, but the ruling of the court in some way substituted a political will to decide on this issue that Congress was not able to master. In the recent years, the court has been dominated by conservative positions brought forward by justices appointed by Republican presidents. However, the court has shown a remarkable degree of independence, and for example, it rebuked different tentatives of the Bush administration to create the concept of enemy combatant, and refused to apply the Geneva Convention to prisoners in Guantanamo Bay. The court repeatedly called for the application of the Geneva Convention to all prisoners and stated that all prisoners have a right to trial, a position that now has taken also the Obama administration.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti informativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.